Okay, y'all, we're going to try this one more time. From Pod being saying, your life has ended. So this always does this to me. So I apologize. I'm not going to play the whole song again. But thank you guys for coming back. Hold on 1 second. Let me just set up my stream here. Let me set up my stream and then I will be here. Okay, so I don't know. I'm like, bro, I guess I didn't pay my tax. All right, y'all. So I am here. I mean, I was talking. I'm like, then I typed in, can y'all hear me? And my message wouldn't send. And then it says, you have been logged off. So I am back. So, all right. And I am streaming. So, okay, y'all. So, does gender matter? Does gender matter? Does it matter, you know, when you're in a relationship, if you're male or female, does it matter the age? I tend to think, I did have a good weekend, Lou. It was busy, but it was good. Thank you. You know, I tend to think that women tend to get it worse when women tend to get it worse if they date someone younger. They date a man that is younger. They tend to get it worse. Hey, Juju, welcome. Frankie, welcome back. Whereas men, I think they get a pass, but men don't get the creepy pass. And what I mean by the creepy pass is, I mean, if you're an older man and you're dating a younger woman, say 30s, I'm even say 40s, and you're maybe in your 60s or 70s, 60s, whatever, you know, you get that pass, but you don't get the creepy pass if you're like, you know, an older man dating someone in their 20s, or even if they're 18 and they are legal. I think that's the creepy thing for, you don't get the creepy pass for the man. But for women, I think that they tend to get judged worse. And since we've heard in the last, 10 years or so, 20 years almost, of teachers, you know, having sex with their students, you know, that's not the creepy pass. That's the statutory rape pass, even though when men, you know, you know. So I don't know, guys, does it matter? You know, it shouldn't, but I think it matters to society, is what Blunt says. But why should it matter? I mean, should it matter if a man is 40 years old and he's dating an 18-year-old? I mean, if she's of age, I mean, when you are legal, when you're 18, should it matter then, as opposed to this 60-year-old dating a 30-year-old? I mean, does age matter, or is it experience, or does it all come down to what society says? Okay, my niece is 21 and she's dating a man who's 46, older than me. So, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, do you think that he's too old for her? And what is too old? Because when it comes to women dating men, and I do believe this, you know, they say that women or girls mature faster than boys. I think that's true. I mean, I think we can think back to high school when boys were just silly. I mean, they were silly, and sometimes it was beyond silly. You know, then you get to college and it's like they're still silly. You know, when you're in your 30s and, you know, you're dating someone, you know, sometimes you look and you're like, what? You know, so I think women get it worse than men when dating younger. Yes, yes. Let's see, Brina says, they say men mature slower, so it's probably better if the guy is older, but that's not always the case. Everyone is different, so overall age really doesn't matter. Yeah, boys will always be silly, and men will always be silly too. You know, let's see, Lou says, I'd rather stick to my own age. Youngest to go is mid-30s. Okay, All right. So, do you, so again, do you think that society dictates how we feel about a 46-year-old man dating a 21-year-old woman? I mean, she is a woman. You know, so, and when you say they're too old, what is too old? I mean, is too old 10 years? Is it 15 years? Is it 20? Is it 30? I mean, you look at someone like Clint Eastwood, who's, you know, in his, he's like 92, and he's married to someone, I do believe she's in her 30s. And every time he got married, they seem to have gotten younger. So do men do it out of trying to stay younger? You know, they want, you know, that they're trying to prove to themselves that they can still do it. You know, that they're still attractive. Do women do it, you know, as a conquest type thing for younger men? Hey, GP and Mama Bear, welcome. Ellie, hey, welcome. So why do you think that, you know, people date younger, and someone, like I said, like Clint Eastwood, it's so much younger. Why are they dating someone, you know, their children are older than the people that they're marrying, that they're dating? And do you feel, would you feel uncomfortable if the person you were dating or you were going to marry was younger or the same age as your child? So, hey, Ellie, welcome.
Hi, Sally. It's good to see you here.
Hello, hello.
And hi, everyone here in the chat.
So do you want to add anything to this, Ellie? I mean, what do you think? Or does it matter to you?
I just walked into the show. You were talking about getting into relationship with people who are younger.
Younger or older, however you want to put it.
I don't care. I mean, it's not a big thing for me. I just, okay. You know, I just care about, you know, the connection and, you know, the feelings that I'm taking from the person. The age doesn't matter to me, but I prefer, you know, my preference is to date with people who are younger than me. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a tendency.
Okay. See, me, I've always dated people who were older than me. I mean, we're talking, you know, at least five years. I've always dated people who were older than me, but my husband is a year younger than me, you know, I don't know, you know, so is it the mature factor? You know, I mean, like Blunt says, I don't really like it, but he treats her well. But you, I mean, so Blunt, you don't like the age difference? I mean, is it the fact that, do you worry that when he's 60, mm-hmm. you know, she's going to be in his 40s? I mean, what don't you like? Because some people do say that. Some people say, hey, Shelby, welcome. You know, some people do say that, you know, why are you dating someone so much older than you? Because, you know, they're going to be an old woman or an old man, and you're still going to be in your prime, you know. Or even if you're dating someone that's younger, like, well, what do you see in this young kid or whatever? So, Ellie, do you think it's a difference in terms of stereotypes of women who date younger men as opposed to older men who date younger women?
I don't know about the men who are dating with, you know, the girls that are younger, but about the women, I have my own opinion that, you know, I guess women who are dating with younger men stay, you know, youth and energetic. I just found that, you know, in my, in many cases, you know, surrounded by me. And it's a very true fact.
Okay, so you're saying that younger people make older people feel young?
Yeah.
But isn't that all a mindset? I mean, because why? So isn't that a mindset? I mean, if you feel old, then isn't that you who feels old? You know what I mean? Like, isn't that on you?
No, I mean, yeah. To some extent, yeah. It's related to us, but, you know, it can, you know, make a huge, you know, impact in ourselves. I mean, dating with younger people, because they're way energetic, you know, their mindset are different, and they just, you know, they just make you passionate about the things that, you know, you don't like to do it or try it, you know, and that's why I like about it.
Interesting. See, because I think older people make you feel more alive because they've lived. I mean, younger people, you know, to me, and I mean, I even felt this when I was in my 20s, you know, younger people are just silly and they don't have experience, whereas older people do, you know, and even some of the conversations I used to have when I was in my 20s and 30s, I would always gravitate to older people because the conversations and everything that I had, they were more interesting to me than people my own age. And especially when I was, you know, talking to men, you know, they were just immature. So I don't know. I mean, because I don't know, Ellie. That's interesting. That's interesting. That's very interesting. See,
older people are wise, and you know they don't like to, you know, try experience the things that are illegal.
Not necessarily, because you have to remember that a lot of older people. I mean, when you look at things like you know, yeah, I'm talking about getting high and everything like that. You know, I mean, you have a lot of older people who, you know, and I know a lot of older people who are still, you know, they smoking weed. And I mean, you know, they're from the flower power children of the 60s and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of things that older people do. People just assume that older people don't do certain things. But all my life, I've known older people that were like, oh, okay. You know, and I, you know, and older people have done things, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like the things like most of the old people care about your past, but, you know, when it comes to younger, you know, people, they don't care, you know, they just care about the present time. And that's what I like about them.
So do you think that when you got, let's say you're in, when you, which I know you're not, let's say when you turn 60, mm-hmm. do you see yourself being possibly being attracted to a younger man, like at least 15 years younger, 10, 15 years younger? And then again, even when you're 60, okay, I'm not even going to say 10 or 15 years younger, because when you're 60, you're dating someone and you're 50. That's not really, you know, young. You know, when you look at the both persons, the age of both people. Let's say you're 60. Would you see yourself being attracted possibly to someone that's in their 30s?
For 100%, yes.
Okay. So if you were 60, you don't see yourself being attracted to someone that's 70.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. GP, welcome.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello.
It's funny, we were talking about this at work this morning.
You just muted yourself.
Interesting. Yeah, well, growing up as a man, they've always told us that the rule was like when you get older, the formula, the math formula is half your age plus 7. So as a man, let's say you're like 40 years old, half your age is 20 plus 7, you should go for bull math. Yeah.
Okay, so do you think that most men, as they get older, are automatically attracted to younger men? I mean, I'm sorry, not younger men. Younger women. I mean, do you think that men, when they get to be a certain age, they're automatically attracted to younger women?
I think it doesn't change. I mean, what men value in women is the same four things: youth, beauty, fertility, and virtue. I don't think that's going to change. So, like, even if you're an older man in your 50s or 60s, I mean, that still remains.
So, okay, so then why do you think that you have older men who want to leave their wives for younger women? I mean, do you think that they think the grass is greener?
I hate to say this, but I can only speak for myself, but many guys too. It's like trading a car for a newer model. I mean, that's just the way it goes, to be honest.
So it's fair to say that women can trade in a car for a newer model.
They can, yeah. It's a fair game.
Okay, but do you think that, again, while you're trading that person in for a, because I think of people who have been married, you know, so many times, or people who, again, you know, every time they get married, they marry somebody younger. You know, even women, you know, they may marry someone younger. I mean, what are you searching for? Are you still looking for that? I mean, because everyone's body is going to start sagging. Everyone's going to start getting that pouch, whatever. Everyone's going to gain weight at some time. So while that man or woman is, you know, trading that car in for a different model, well, I have to say, well, look at you. Have you looked in the mirror lately at yourself? You know, do you think that you, like, does that person really want you for you, or could it be your bank account? Could it be your status? I mean, you know.
Well, two things with that. It's not just the physical aspect, but that's why I threw in the youth, because you'd rather go with somebody who has less issues, less baggage, less traumas, less everything on the negative sector. It's more of somebody that, well, this person is only like 24 and they just finished college. They haven't been pumped and dumped. They haven't been used and abused, if you will. They haven't been in the dating scene that long. You know what I mean? They're still younger. They don't have that many trauma. They don't have that many problems.
But you're assuming that because of their age, because a lot of people have childhood issues. So they may not have the drama of, you know, maybe having children, or, you know, maybe not having this or that, but they still got drama.
Right, right. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be, purity is not going to be resident, but it's a whole lot less to deal with in general.
Okay. All right. Now, GP Breen said, I don't believe in that too old logic is case by case, and maturity is a major factor. So would you date someone in their 20s? Let's say you were in your 40s. You date someone in your 20s. Does it matter to you if they're mature, or what if this person is just silly as just silly? You know, would you be able to deal with that, or would you prefer to go with the woman who's closer to your age, who she's still nice, she's still good looking, but she's mature?
Well, no way. It depends. I mean, if under the hood is still good.
No way. Under the hood is still good. I've never heard that one.
Silly people just makes you older.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I just think that, let's see, Brina says, people like Leonardo DiCaprio are the ones that I would label creepy because he only dates women in their 20s. I did not know that. Usually when I see him at some award show or something, he's with his mother. So that could be creepy too. I don't know. All right. Let's see. GP said, I don't mind if a girl celebrated a few more birthdays than me. Okay, so GP, what is a few more?
It's a case by case. I mean, like, I'm 34. So let's say she was maybe 35, 36. Maybe that's fair. It's the same ballpark. But, of course, I care about health. So mental and physical health is a very, very important thing.
So, okay. All right. All right, so See, welcome, Minnesota. I did not see you pop in there, friend. Okay, so what do you think would lose this? This is for Ellie and GPs, and since both of you guys are up here. Rich people buy younger relationships. Do you think that's true, and do you think it's a fair statement?
Yes.
No, I disagree.
Okay, I'm going to go with Ellie first. Why?
Just in my view, I believe that try to date with someone who's, you know, who is at the same position, you know, or even, you know, close to you. But when the person is more rich than you, you might get in trouble in future.
Okay. GP?
So the difference being, because there is a double standard and there's no way around it. For a man, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, that's how people rate it on attractiveness. A guy can be a 1, you know, heavily obese and old, but this guy has a fat wallet. He has money, power, fame, or any combination of either. Then he can get any kind of woman he wants, because that's how it works. But on the opposite end, guys don't really care how much a woman makes. Guys don't really care about that. A guy is just very simple. I mean, sex is what a guy wants. That's just how it works.
Okay, so you don't think that men care about a woman it sweetens the pot if she has money?
Not really. I mean, a guy that's very successful, generally, of course, we're going on the general basis, not the exception.
Okay, so let's talk about the average Joe Blow who's, you know, lives in average Main Street, and, you know, and he meets this woman who has a lot of money. She may not look that great, whatever, but she has a lot of money, and she's interested in him. You don't think that that money is not going to have him show just a little bit more interest?
I mean, she may get a point or two, but that wouldn't be end game. I mean,
so are you saying that women are more shallow than men when it comes to things like that?
Not shallow, hypergamous.
All right.
I disagree. Because the place that I'm living in, you know, guys really care about your, you know, situation and, you know, how rich you are. Just like, you know, they usually ask you, okay, how much money are you taking, you know, as an income and things like that. So I disagree.
Okay. And then Mama Bear says age is just a number. And Mama Bear, I agree with you. Age is just a number. But for some people, you know, it isn't. I mean, for some people, I mean, for me, age is a number. I mean, whether you're 90, you're 80, you're 60, 40, 50, how 30, 20, however old you are. I mean, you're as old as you choose to be. I mean, I know people who, I swear, you know, they were 90 the way they act, you know, and they're only like 30, you know. But I do believe that some people, like, I think it's ridiculous for men or women tend to do it more, to lie about your age. Why are you going to lie about your age? Because the bottom line is every year you're getting older. So it doesn't matter if you lie about your age, because you're still going to, I mean, if you were, you know, 30 last year, you're 31 this year, you're not 29, you know. So I don't know, has anyone here ever lied about their age when they dated someone, even when they were younger, when they were in their, you know, high school or whatever? Anybody ever lie about their age
to get laid? That's about it.
Oh, and see, even that can be dangerous. I mean, that can be dangerous to women, especially, it can be dangerous to men. If a woman lies about her age, or a girl lies about her age, and she says that she's over the age of 18 and she isn't, you know, then that's, you know, that's trouble for you, you know. So, you know, and I've even told some guys, you know, depending on who you're with, you might want to ask for that driver's license or whatever, because if something happens, she gets mad at you or whatever, all next thing you know, you're in trouble. Hey, Petty Deb, Robin, Chill, and Roxy, welcome. You know, so, Derby, welcome. And Power Girl, welcome. I don't know.
I like what Blunt said about that. Nowadays, some women look way older. And it's really true because I have 18, 19-year-olds come in at my dealership try to get a car. And these girls look almost 30. Some of them look really, like, way older. And so I'm guessing, like, when they were teenagers, they looked, you know, mid-20s.
Okay, so is it because that's the way they look, or is makeup?
No, I'm talking about the physical aspect. I'm saying that a lot of these hormones that they inject into our animals and the food we consume, there's a side effect to that.
It is.
Like for us, we're a little bit older, but if you go to a middle school today, there's a lot of middle school kids that already have a full beard. Women that are, I mean, these teenagers are already fully developed. This wasn't around when we were in middle school. This is on you, but it's because
you're right.
And all this that we put into our food, that's not natural.
You're right. You have a very good point. Mama Bear says, I've always dated older than me, but I like someone who is younger now. Let's see. Blunt says to Mama Bear, you cougar you. I'm 2 years older than fair use. You girl, do you feel the difference though? Lou says this day and age, people are not commodity. Ellie says they think they have more fun than an older woman. Says Mama Bear, not for my bank account. Unfortunately, people are a commodity nowadays. You know, I don't know because okay, Derby says, please, what is your take on a woman settling down with a guy? She is 2 years older than him. Two years is nothing. I mean, two years to me, I mean, okay. That's nothing. I mean, you all think two years is a big deal?
No. Solid, if you don't mind asking, would you like to date with a young and hot, you know, guy who is only 20?
Would I?
Yeah, I mean,
me personally, I wouldn't. And I'm not, my thing is the maturity factor. Men are silly. I mean, even when men get to be 40, 50, they're still silly. No. 20 is too young. I mean, I think when people really start looking at an age difference is like 2 years is nothing. But I think that when you are looking at maybe 10 years, that's when people may start, oh, okay, she's 10 years older than you. He's 10 years older than you. I think that's when, I mean, what do you all think? I mean, what do you think when the age difference starts to show? I mean, like when people start to comment. Crucible, welcome. When do you think the age difference starts to show, or people start to comment rather?
It's based on really genetics and their health.
No. I'm not talking about in terms of show it on you personally. I'm talking about if you start to date someone, like when do you think that people will start to comment, like, GP, you're dating her and you're 10 years older than her, you're 15 years older than her. I mean, when do you think society makes a comment about age? At what is the age gap?
Probably around 20.
Okay.
Here's so, it's 10.
I'm sorry, it's, Ellie, you said...
Yeah, here is, you know, the age gap that is, you know, not usually common is 10 years.
I mean, I think that people do start to comment if the age gap is 10 years. So would you, if you wanted to marry someone or you're in a serious relationship with someone and your family doesn't like it, would that make a difference? Would you break up with that person just because your family didn't like it?
No, because the partner's for you, it's not for them.
Okay. But you would be amazed, GB, how many people do things because their families don't approve. You'd be amazed.
Yeah, I agree with GP.
Let's see. Blunt says, when I was 14, I was playing with Barbies and shit. Nowadays, these girls look like they're 25. It's scary. It is. It is. But I do believe, Blunt, what GP says is true. It's like, you know, when I was 14, you look 14. When you were 10, you were 10. You look 10. Now, I do believe what GP says about the food and things are, you know, that things are in food and animals and stuff, and we're eating that stuff. Let's see. Roxy says, I don't know. 12-year-old would have dated a 42-year-old man. Now, see, okay, so I understand what Roxy's saying, but let's look at country by country. Does it matter if a country allows it? I mean, you have some countries where 6-year-olds are being given to, you know, 50 to 50-year-old men. So, you know, does it matter? Does it matter if the country allows it?
I mean, but there's got to be some humanly sense going into your brain telling you, hey, this is not okay, this is not right, even if your culture or religious beliefs is accommodated by that type of lifestyle. There's got to be something to tell you, hey, that ain't right.
But do you think, okay, but do you think countries like that know it isn't right, or they just do it just because? Because a lot of countries that do that, women are suppressed over men. So, you know.
That's what I'm saying, their culture and religious aspects, yeah. I mean, to them it's normal, but to us in the West, it's not.
Okay. And Fair says, I'll be silly till death. You know, Fair, okay, let's put it like this. Silly is one thing, but immature, I cannot deal. Immaturity, sorry. Mm-mm. So you can be silly, but how silly are you? Are you silly to the point where you are immature? So, you know, let's see. See, Rocky says, no, I get a lot of hate. You are 12, 16, 18. Okay, Roxy, I'm confused. Are you asking? I'm a little confused here. So you have to hold on. Let me catch you. Crucible, welcome. Did you want to add something? Hold on, Roxy. Let me catch
Hi,
you.
Crucible,
did you want to add something?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Sorry. Yeah, just back to that. What, you know, the age gap as far as when people start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. I kind of agree with GP, 20 years, only because I think it starts to get a little bit uncomfortable for people, and it depends on the individuals, is when it seems to cross into a generational type of a thing. In other words, how long is a generation typically? About 20 years, 25 years? After that, you don't have much in common with musical references, film references, TV shows, things like that. And I think sometimes also, not to be superficial, but appearances can sometimes contribute to these perceptions. If a woman looks really, really young, and I'm picking a man older and a woman younger because that's usually the way it goes. If a man is very homely, maybe, or he's bald or he's obese or something, and the woman is very, very attractive, that is automatically going to start generating talk about gold diggers or why are they together and things. So I think it's a very subjective thing, but if people base it on their gut, do they look compatible? Do they sound compatible? Are we comfortable around them? Is there a adult subservient element going on there? So it depends on the people, but I think when you start to lose common reference points as far as how you grew up and things like that in a group setting, it can kind of get a little bit creepy, I think.
Okay. And Roxy, I am coming to you. I just want to make a comment on somebody that's on YouTube. They say, Rule Black says, I think most other places in America, men date and marry women younger than them. Also, guys tend to want submissive women, so maybe that is why we date younger females. That's interesting. That was a point I was going to bring up. So, Roxy, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you want to add or clear? Or I'm sorry. Let me There you go. What did she want to clarify? Because I was a little confused.
I'm sorry to confuse you. basically, what I was saying when I first got on here is that I don't age and I absolutely hate it because I get a lot of hate for it. Women don't like that I don't age and I'm, you know, my age or whatever. But then they make comments like, what, are you 12? Are you 16? Are you 18? And it's like, no, I'm almost 30 years old. And I get a lot of hate on it. And I'm like, well, I don't think a 12-year-old or a 16 or an 18-year-old would be, at the time, I was dating a 42-year-old. And they would just kind of look at me like, what? And then I was saying, what was my other comment that I was saying?
You said I was 30 and he was 42. There was no difference.
Oh, yeah. I was 27, about to be 28 when we first met at 40. There was really no difference between like our age bracket, I felt like. I mean, there was, but really, I guess I was just pretty mature for my own self to be with somebody that old. I wasn't around for, you know, little boy games, but yeah. So I didn't find there was too much difference. I think that if a girl is like in her 20s and the guy is like 50, I agree with whoever was talking earlier that then it starts becoming like you would view her as a gold digger.
But you know what, Roxy, but is that fair? Is that fair to say that she's
no,
a gold digger?
Not.
Why can't it be that she just likes him? You know, that she just likes him and he likes her and if they get along. I mean, then what difference, you know, I mean, you know, and
you're
women are obviously
yeah.
the gold diggers as you know, the other way around. So, you know, that's
exactly.
not fair.
I agree. It's not fair because, I mean, I'm not that much of an age bracket difference with what I had. And, you know, I was never called a gold digger. I think it was honestly the other way around. But, you know, I don't think that's fair to say to a person that she becomes a gold digger. I just know that that's what happens. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been there, you know, I like older guys because like I said, I just don't play around with these little boys anymore.
Okay.
I don't have time for it.
Okay. All right.
If you're mature and you get along, what's the problem?
Right. Right. I mean, that's the bottom line. So screw what everyone else says. Now, Robin says that she thinks 4 to 8 years is the difference. And Derby says the woman is 35 years and the guy is 33. Derby, I don't think 2 years is nothing. I mean, two years. I mean, that's nothing. Mama Bear says when you hit 40, no one cares about an age gap. See, Blunt, you're saying absolutely. Not sure what you're absolutely about. I'm 42 and still play with Barbies. Okay. Ellie says, what do you think about marriage under 16. Ellie, you know, in some places, I know in the UK, you are considered an adult when you're 16. I think that, I personally think that you shouldn't get married until you're older. I think that people who marry their high school sweetheart, I think is great. I think you have those people who marry their high school sweetheart and they've been married for, you know, 60 years, whatever. But with most things, I think that when you're young, there are so many different things out there to experience, so many different things to see, so many people to meet that I would hate it for someone to marry young and then they meet someone that they, you know, really, truly like, and they're stuck or they get a divorce or something happens. In terms of under the age of 16, that's too young. That's too young for anyone to, in my opinion, to be in a marriage. And when you go even younger, oh, you know, a girl's body is not even fully developed and she should not be having sex or anything like that because that can hurt her physically, where it can hurt her physically for the rest of her life. So that's what I think about that. So, Ellie, you want to comment or no? Or
Nicely spoken. I agree with you.
Okay. All right.
What about the older men that prey on the younger girls, though, you know, when they are in their 40s and 50s and get with those younger girls because they're innocent?
When you say younger, how young are you talking?
I mean, anywhere between, I feel like, 18 to 21. I feel like it, that age bracket, and you're with somebody in their, like, 40s or 50s, sometimes those men can prey on those girls because they are pretty innocent, you know, they're just becoming adults.
Right. But at the same time, though, I mean, and I totally get that. I mean, I think that's a big difference, whatever. But should the okay, so then let me ask this, and just in terms of what we're talking about, should the age of majority be raised? Should the age of majority be raised to 23, 25?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, bro, welcome. You know, because, you know, if you're having a 40-year-old man, 50-year-old man, that's hitting on an 18-year-old, first of all, I'm going to question him, like, okay, what are you looking for? What do you see in her? But at the same time, she's legal. So technically, we may frown upon it, but you really can't say anything because they're legal.
That's true.
You know, and that's why I say, you know, should the age of majority be raised? I mean, they raise the drinking age from 18 to 21 because, you know, you had 18 and 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds who were going out and getting into accidents and things like that. So they raised the age of drinking. So with everything that's going on with, you know, older men preying on younger women and even older women preying on younger men, you know, you have these women now who are going up to these high school boys and having babies with them, you know, should the age of majority be raised? Like, why do it for alcohol, but not do it for, you know, you know, you're not an adult until you're 23.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
You know, so I don't know.
I just want to protect those girls because, you know, I kind of been in that situation. So that's just kind of how I feel about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because Roxy's comment was, but like, these girls make me look like I'm their age, but they look older than me. And I'm actually the age they look when they aren't. Is what I'm saying. Ellie says, I've heard about a law that allows pedophiles to have oral sex with children with their consent. Ellie, where is that? Is that where you are?
No. I've just heard in the news that I guess captured. I'm not sure. Lurak, do you know where state? I mean, I'm not sure. I guess California, I'm sure. Yeah, California.
I can guarantee you that California did not legalize that, because I there've been a lot of things going back and forth with pedophilia here in California, and I can guarantee you that is not a law here. You know, and then that whole thing right there. I mean, people who get off on, I don't care if you're male or female, getting off on a child is just, I mean, a child can't consent to things. I think children can be coerced. But when it comes to things like that, I'm sorry. I mean, so do you want to do this? And I'll give you this. Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, come on. Lou says it's going to be legalized, which is a scary thought about the world we live in. There's a lot of things that are being legalized today, Lou, that is very scary about the world that we live in. Blunt says, or Fair says to Blunt, who say anything about old? Shame on those weirdos. I'm just trying to get through all the comments. See, Mama Bear says, but if the woman is older than the man is older, wait, but if the woman is older than the man, is the older woman worried about the younger man finding someone younger than her? I would say, Mama Bear, I would say that would go for men too. I mean, you know, in that case, why date a younger man in the first place if you're going to worry about if they're going to find somebody younger? So, GP, you've been quiet.
Yeah, I just wanted.
You want to say anything?
I just wanted to hear everybody else's input.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Lou says, realistically speaking, men will date women that don't have money, but women with money won't date broke men. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, Lou. I have dated broke men before. Crucible.
Oh, yes. I have dated broke men.
I think as far as age.
Go ahead, Crucible.
Who's speaking?
You. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, as far as the age, you know, 18, 21, 23, I think that's a slippery slope because I don't know that age, certainly I think a minimum of 18 and 21 wouldn't upset me either as far as a marrying age. But the other thing I think people look for in couples that have age gaps is not just what the compatibility might be, but the power dynamic. A lot of times when there's a significant age gap, and I'm talking probably at least 10 years, maybe 15, on either side, it becomes an unbalanced power dynamic in terms of one person has more control in the relationship than the other. The other one takes a leadership role. The other takes a more subservient role. And I think that's where things can get a little bit tricky as far as manipulation, exploitation. In other words, why are you guys together sort of a thing? So rather than even looking at simply the age gap, what's the interaction like? Are they comfortable with each other? Are they comfortable around each other? Does one feel uncomfortable for some reason? So I think those are subtle, more subtle things that people pick up on in determining whether they think a couple's age gap is creepy or just unusual.
Okay, but the bottom line is it's their business. If they want to be with each other, it's correct. Nobody's business.
Yep. So, I agree.
Roxy, you wanted to say something? Wanted to add something? Roxy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I don't have anything to add.
Okay, so let me ask this because I want to go to what Rule said over on YouTube. He said, guys tend to want submissive women, so maybe that is why they date younger females. What do you guys think about that?
No, I disagree with that.
Why?
Well, they're using the word submissive, but really not. It's not. That's the wrong word. Basically, we're looking for somebody who's not going to fight us. We're looking for somebody who want to enjoy their company, not somebody who's going to be combative with us. You know, we want somebody, when we come home, we take our shield. We take our
submissive, meaning that they want a woman who is yes, 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 dear. No, 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 dear. You know, they're anything that you want, they're just going to do it because, I mean, they're going to be a Stepford wife. You know, they're going to do whatever you want them to do. They're going to be that submissive person. Some men like that. Some men don't want strong women, you know, and you know, so that's what the submissive thing is. So.
Right. So it goes back to the polar opposites. Feminine women and feminine men want masculine women. It's a balance. Even in homosexual couples, it's the same thing. There's always one or the other. It's a balance.
Okay. All right. That's a fair point. Ellie?
I guess it depends to culture and to the man's mindset. You know, like in Middle East, you know, culture, men really like to date with women who are submissive and obedient. But, you know, in Europe, men are different. They usually to date with independent women, right? That's just what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can be submissive, but I think you still need to be independent on your own too.
Absolutely, Roxy. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am 100% for independent women. GB says no one should get married until they have themselves and their shit together. I totally agree with that. And Lou agreed with that. Let's see. ask also about cougars. Okay, bro, I'm not sure what he's talking about. Roxy, do you know what bro's talking about when he says Roxy ask about cougars?
Me ask about? No, I have no idea.
I have. So, bro, I don't know what you're talking about here. So, if sugar daddy is cool, no problem. Oh boy. Let's see. Lou says raise alcohol level and lowering the sex age level makes perfect sense. Lou, this is America. Do we ever make sense? Of course not.
Ooh, men want women they control. Yeah, absolutely. I went through that.
Well, I mean, you know, so, but is that an age thing? Do older men want younger women because they can control a younger woman over?
No, I think it's a narcissist thing.
Okay. Okay. So do you think that older women feel they can control a younger man?
I mean, if they're a narcissist, sure.
Okay. So why do you think you have older women? I'm not even going to say older women, women over the age of 21 who have sex with high school kids and sometimes even elementary school kids. I mean, why do you think that, you know, that's an issue for women, that some women go that route? Why not just have an affair with some college guy or whatever?
Prey on the innocent. I don't know. Easy to manipulate, easy to get what they want.
Okay. All right. When my son was, before he was homeschooled and he was in regular school, and they were, we were looking at what, between two teachers that we wanted for the third grade. One mother, one of the teachers was a male and one teacher was a female. And I'm looking at, can the teacher teach? Okay. And this one mother was very insistent on not wanting a male teacher for her son because she said, you know, male teachers, you know, when they get around young boys, and I said to her, I said, it's not the male teachers you need to worry about, it's the female teachers that you need to worry about. You know, so I've always thought that was interesting. That was always something that kind of stuck with me. Bro says sex is the only commodity. Okay, yes, true. Ellie, what did you want me to say again? Crucible says men want women they can control. Not submissive, less damage. Not submissive, less damage, bro.
That explains.
Not submissive, less damage. Rule says submissive, basically uncombative. You know, if you want somebody that's a, you know, yes sir person or yes yes ma'am person. Hey bro, are you here?
I'm still here listening.
No, I'm bro. Okay, there he is. I can hear you now, bro.
All right, because I had to go out and come back. You know, I got to pay my black tax. All right, listen. It wasn't the only commodity. It was the sex was the only commonality. And when I said about, when I spoke about the cougars, Roxy has said that older men get younger women so that they can control them. I said, well, ask about the cougars also, because that's what the older women do that get the younger men. They do the same thing. It's not like the sexes are from other planets. They're from the same planets practicing the same things.
I agree. I can agree with that.
I mean, we got to stop acting like one sex is more, and Solid Blue, to add to a statement that you made, like the lady says she don't want men around her son. That's why these men are suffering. These young boys are suffering with finding manhood because a lot of the men that found manhood in their life, they were around men. Not all
women.
That's
not. But that's no. She was talking about in terms of she thought she was referring to this male teacher doing something to her son.
All right. Do you know how many female teachers are?
And that's why I even said to her, I said it's not the male teacher you need to worry about. It's the female teachers. And also, bro, just so you know, this particular mom, we were going someplace one day to pick up some stuff for the classroom, whatever. And I wanted to go to, just so this is the type of person she was, I wanted to go to this Walmart that was, it wasn't in a great neighborhood. But every time I went to that Walmart, I could always find what I wanted, as opposed to the one that she wanted to go to where it was always out of stock. And I said, well, why don't we just go over here? We run here real quick. She says, well, I don't want to go over there because, you know, those people, she was one of them. And I had to tell her, they don't care about you. So, you know, so I just, that's the type of person she was. So, and before you came on, we did talk about, and I did point out women who were cougars. I did point that out. So there were a lot of things that we talked about at the beginning of the show. I don't know, you know, me personally, young men tend to be immature. And I'm just talking about from a relationship point of view. Young men, to me, tend to be immature. Go ahead.
And young girls aren't. Do you know how many young girls I was around when I was growing up that said to their friend, I'll do it if you do it? If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They're both immature. Like, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly, bro.
I mean, come on, Solid Blue. We're not from different planets. We're having the same experience going through life, men and women.
I agree with that. I mean, shoot, we all went through our immature phase.
Yeah, okay. When people say I was young and dumb, you were just dumb.
Wait. One person talk at a time. Who's going to talk first? GGP, go on.
So I was in the Army for a long time. I was gone, so I did 8 years. When I came back, a lot of the girls that I used to talk to in high school, people I knew, I mean, all these girls were just, like, they all had kids and had problems, were in heavy debt, and just a bunch of drama. And they were interested. Of course, they want, you know, women naturally, they want a guy who has himself together, has his life together, is successful, has money. Well,
but is that immaturity? Is that immaturity, or are they just, you know, while you were gone, life just, you know, dealt them?
No, it's immaturity. When you think logically, when you're mature, you make mature decisions. But okay. If you're immature, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions. And they always use the same excuse. I was young and dumb. Like, no, you were just young because you're still dumb. It's not going to change anything. You're not going to change.
All right. Roxy?
I was just saying that I agree. Both sexes are immature, and even as adults, you know, there are still girls out there that are completely immature and just never matured at all. So that was pretty much all I had to say about that.
Okay. All right. Bro?
I you know, Sal, let me just say this. I love talking about relationships. Because that's one subject that I really do know. Because even though I'm overweight, I'm an overweight lover. You understand what I'm saying? Solid Blue, don't be like, yo, Solid Blue, I'm going to find you and bring them big pink boxing gloves. Because you know we gotta get it on. But
oh, Lord. By the way, no, do they have to be pink? Pink is not my
own. Yeah, because, I want that pink, you know, to not bruise you. Pink don't bruise people, if you know what I mean. Pink don't leave no bruises. That's why we gotta use pink. But this relationship dynamic, it's that we're getting bad information as youth, and really we're not receiving enough information. This is the subject that a lot of parents don't want to have with their children. which leave their children going out into the world and finding out on their own, you know, in an ignorant state. And that's killing young people. That older people tend to not want to talk to them about what's necessary. We speak to, we just love talking crazy to our kids, like about Santa Claus and Easter bunnies that don't have nothing to do with Christ at all. Just, you know, I'm sorry, let me stop before I rant. Sorry about that.
Okay, I mean, Roxy, you have any last words?
No, nope, I'm good.
Okay, Crucible, you have any last words?
Yeah, I think, you know, just back real quick to that control thing. I think most people in relationships, regardless of the age gap, want equality. They want compatibility. But let's face it, we're all human, and we all would like some level of control. Men have their ways of controlling women based on their masculinity. They're different from the way women control men. Women sometimes control men through the giving or withholding of sex. I'm not condoning either way, but I think as human beings, we want it both ways. We want equality in our relationship and compatibility with our partner, but at the same time, secretly, we want control. We want to be able to dictate things that are comfortable to us in the event that we're not comfortable with our partner's choice. So I think that's something that will never go away. It's part of our human condition. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I don't think the control thing is exclusive to men or to women.
Okay. GP, any last words? GP, are you there? Any last words you want to add?
Wait, can you hear me now?
Yes, okay, I can hear you now. Right.
So, yeah, I agree with what Crucible and Bro said, especially what Bro said about if you're waiting for society to raise your kids for you, you're doing a huge disservice to them and to society because they're going to learn everything the hard way. You're supposed to teach your kids about how the world is today, regardless, you know, how uncomfortable it would get. You'd rather have an uncomfortable situation just verbally rather than having to deal with unplanned kids or with your kids being locked up, things like that. I mean, you just got to tell them up front, hey, man, society is this way. Like it or not, my job as your parent is to let you know what's going to happen, what kind of battles you're going to come across in life. You know, the world is not a kind place. Nobody owes you anything. And it's your job as a parent to do that. Otherwise, they're going to learn everything the hard way. And just like Crucible said, yeah, I mean, the control thing is they're going to think like, well, I may not be stronger than this guy, so I'll manipulate him and, you know, I'll get in a relationship, I'll get what I want, and I'll just hold sex from him until I get what I want. And use control like that. I mean, that's why being a good parent is your responsibility to make good people. Raise your kids right in the modern society, not let society raise your kids for you.
Okay. Okay. All right, everyone. So I'm at my hour. Y'all know I'm trying to keep my shows to an hour. Thank you to GB, Crucible, Roxy, Bro, and Ellie for coming up on the panel. Much appreciated. And everyone in the chat, thank you. Lou, thank you for the gift. And everyone, thank you for liking the show. So, guys, there will be a show tomorrow. I will not have a show on Wednesday because I'm going to see a concert. But I will be back on Thursday, and Thursday will be open discussion. Anything goes. However, we will be civil to each other. Still, that rule still applies. But no show Wednesday. There will be a show tomorrow. So I haven't posted it yet, but I don't think I have. I have to go back and check. But anyway, I am going to leave you guys with Simon and Garfunkel. So I'm going to clear the panel. And I'm going to leave you guys with Simon and Garfunkel. What am I leaving you with? Mrs. Robinson, if anyone remembers that one. So hold on one second here. Mrs. Robinson. Okay. Here we go. Do, 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 do. Okay, and that's it, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate you guys as always. And until tomorrow, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. Bye.